You're listening to SBS News.
Van Cam Chow fled Vietnam by boat almost 40 years ago. Now, the naturalised Australian is facing the daunting reality of 12 years in a Vietnamese prison after he entered the country illegally to advocate against the communist government. Vu Van Nam from the Vietnamese Ministry of Police explains the charges against Mr. Chow.
He crossed into Vietnam with a different name and a counterfeit identification document. He then recruited another suspect into the Viet Tan anti-revolution group.
His Australian lawyer, Dan Phung Nguyen, concedes the 70-year-old retiree entered Vietnam in January using a fake ID card, but strongly refutes he engaged in any terrorist activities, saying Mr. Chow was only involved in peaceful pro-democracy activism.
He committed no terrorist-related offences of violence or intimidation or coercion or demonstration, none of those. We feel that he's been sentenced by the sheer fact that he is a member of Viet Tan. He's been made an example to pay for Viet Tan being branded a terrorist organisation.
Back at his home in Sydney, Mr. Chow's wife, Trang Chow, is distraught about the heavy sentence and hopes the federal government will advocate more openly on her husband's behalf.
I feel the Australian government probably hasn't done much for my husband. He is not well. He needs treatment for his enlarged prostate. His condition is serious.
The Australian Director at Human Rights Watch, Elaine Pearson, says it is incumbent on the federal government to do more in relation to Mr. Chow's case.
I think the Australian government's response has been pitifully weak. The Australian government has treated this like any other consular case, without bearing in mind the reality that these are political cases. Vietnam has a history of routinely prosecuting people who peacefully criticise the government.
Despite repeated appeals by the family for greater diplomatic assistance, the federal government has said little publicly as it seeks to improve relations with Vietnam. The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, told SBS News, as Mr. Chow is able to appeal the sentence under Vietnamese law, it would be inappropriate and not in Mr. Chow's best interests to comment while legal processes remain available. Mr. Chow has 15 days to appeal the decision.